Day 279, or October the 6th. We don't need megaphone diplomacy. Our thoughts today come from Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Our verse today is taken from a passage that records many events that take place east of the Jordan River in a province called Perea, which is never mentioned by name in the Bible. In the Old Testament, it roughly coincides with the region of Moab, an area that produced Ruth, but also was at odds with Israel for centuries. It's likely that there is now only a small number of days before Jesus is crucified, and these chapters include some important reconciling teaching about how to deal with those who offend you, how to forgive them, and what your priorities should be in daily life. And now today's action step. There is a certain amount of pleasure in putting someone straight in public, where everyone can see them squirm and at the same time witness your ability to argue your case and be proved right. It rarely brings reconciliation and often builds a wall between the two sides of the argument. Jesus' wise advice is to do it just between the two of you. I have found that people tend to be far more reasonable when you get them on their own, when there is no audience to play to. You are an unusual person if you agree with everything that is said and done in your church or workplace or home. So try this method of dealing with disagreements next time. I probably need to hear this as much as anyone else hearing these words, but I'm sure we can all benefit from this teaching. If you have to have a one-to-one meeting, make sure you begin graciously, perhaps with a short word of prayer if that's appropriate. Try to listen more than you talk, and beware of quoting biblical texts to back up your claim, unless you really have to. Rely on the Holy Spirit and not on your own eloquence.